Mr. Secchia, thanks for coming on the program.
Well, good morning.
Where'd you get this love for Michigan State that you have?
Well, that's real simple. I went to Michigan State as a kid who found very reasonable tuition prices and an interesting campus, and didn't do real well. I met the girls, met the beautiful campus, partied a little too much, and they sent me away, and I went in the Marine Corps. Did the two enlistments in the Marine Corps, had to come back. They wouldn't let me back in, had to beg and cajole, and came back in and loved the university from day out. They saved me. I ended up with a Superior Student Scholarship. Just had a wonderful time and knew that this is where I had to be. So there I was. And when I left the campus, I looked up at the beautiful trees and the campus and said, they helped me. Someday it'll be my turn to help them. And for 50 years now, every time I had a few extra shekels, I sent them in.
Well, Mr. Secchia, you're unlike a lot of us, including myself, who when they first went to college got a little enamored with the social scene as opposed to academics. But obviously, after you came back from the military, you really got it together. Mr. Secchia, in case you don't know, ladies and gentlemen, was the U.S. ambassador to Italy from 1989 to 1993. He's done a lot of fundraising for the Republican Party. He was chairman of the board for Universal Forest Products, a company that manufactures engineered wood components and operates manufacturing plants and distributing centers throughout the United States. He's been an entrepreneur, a fundraiser. It's been a pretty awesome life. What was the motivation to do so much when it came to philanthropy?
Well, you know, we all see people who need help, and I think the one thing we like to do is to decide where we're going to give our money and not let the government decide where we're going to give our money. So I met with a bunch of friends over here in West Michigan who decided what we wanted to help and who we wanted to help, and we didn't need any interference from Lansing or Washington, and we decided to rebuild a city and do it the way we wanted to do it, and we did it. And now it's 30 years since we started that renovation, and we're very proud. Now, you know, we had to be blessed, too. Amway had to grow. Meijer had to grow. Steelcase had to grow. All the different companies had to grow, but the people who were leading them got them to grow. Wolverine Worldwide, Perrigo, you name them. They were very well-run companies. Universal ended up with 104 manufacturing plants without a union in any location. We ran our business. We loved our employees. They loved us, and it was easy to build, but it was long hours. And then I remember Rich DeVos's early speeches around town. Build a treasury first, then share it. But don't try to share it until you build it. And it was a great statement because so many people started to gift away their assets before they had really accumulated enough to protect the balance sheet of the corporation, and we went from there. So it's been a good ride for us over here. Other than the fact that we've had some terrible leadership in Lansing the past 8 years, we were really doing well. Now it's going to take us years to get back. The Michigan State side, I was fortunate. I made friends with Tommy Izzo and Jimmy Boylan when they were kids and trainees and coming to my tailgates and putting a couple extra cheeseburgers in their pocket to take back to their apartment. You know, it just was fun. They dated my daughters. They were friends of the family. And now Tommy's living down the beach from me on Lake Michigan. He's decided to stay. Luana Simon's doing one hell of a job as the president of our university. And I remember WILS. My God, I think you guys have been around 100 years. Was this the family that was one time owned by the Grosses?
You know, I'm not sure about that. We're owned now by McDonald Broadcasting, and Mr. McDonald has been in the radio business not only here but in the Saginaw area for many, many years. He took over the business from his dad.
Well, I went to Michigan State in the 50s, so you got to realize now I've got over 50 years of alumni activity, but my basic challenge is trying to make this a better place, and I think West Michigan's done a pretty good job. Michigan State's done a wonderful job. D'Antonio and Izzo and Hollis and Simon are just a great team. It's a good time. It's proud to be a Spartan time. And I heard last night there was another scandal breaking for the big fellas down in Ann Arbor, which is such a shame. It's a great university. It always has been. And I don't revel in the fact that they have discomfort. But all of this leads toward a more level playing field. And we'll never be them, but we might be, in some ways, the University of Michigan. You know, the medical school that we're opening this week is a perfect example. I've been working on that for 11 years. For years, we saw more cancer patients over here than they do in Ann Arbor, and people didn't know that. Now we're going to have heart transplants over here, and people don't know that. We're just building a medical complex, which is second to none in this state, and I'm excited about that. We've got a sports commission now that's bringing in championship activities, world championship table tennis, world championship jiu-jitsu. The Meyer State Games have been resurrected to great success. So we've got a wonderful sports commission doing neat things. We've got an honest county commission, which they can't say in Wayne County or Macomb that they've had the same pride in their governance. But you know, we feel good about what we've done over here. Well, and as I talk to you, Tony, I'm sitting here on my deck looking at the waves crashing in on Lake Michigan. It's a beautiful thing.
Well, Mr. Secchia, I'm going to have to call and get you back on. I have a lot of other questions for you. But before I let you go, I wanted to get your take. It's widely known that you're a big supporter of the Republican Party and a fundraiser for them. And in talking about Jennifer Granholm, who is about to leave office, we're going to have a new governor, whether it's Rick Snyder or Virge Bonaro. How much of what has happened in Michigan is Jennifer Granholm's fault, and how much was just bad luck in dealing with the housing market and the auto market and the jobs market and the lack of taxes that the state's been able to bring in?
Well, market conditions certainly made it very difficult for her to fight forward, but she made all the wrong decisions along the way. You can't keep deciding to give the big three the benefits and rip off the Michigan business tax to help hurt all the small business people. We're just chasing away manufacturers by the dozens. She made decisions to side with organized labor on most issues. She was a pawn of the MEA and the UAW, which is always the choice of the governor. They can decide who they want to be their allies and their friends. She just chose the wrong runs at the wrong time. And all we have is bad procedure, bad systems, bad expenditures, stimulus bills, film credits that just don't work. She just wasn't expressing leadership. So, I'm disappointed in her. I've known her for many years. It's not personal. She just followed the wrong path, and it's been bumpy for the rest of us. Yes, I know this crowd out there is going to say, well, Engler left us this mess. Engler didn't leave us this mess. Engler had a lot of people employed. Engler had a lot going. She's got the mess. Who knows what will happen now, but it's going to take us years to get out of this mess.
Well, Mr. Secchia, I've got to run because of time constraints. I'm going to get back with your PR people. We're going to get you back on and talk more about Grand Rapids and more about politics here in Michigan.
Tony, I don't have any PR people. Can't you tell when you talk to me?
thank you. Thanks so much, Mr. Secchio. I will call you next week. Thanks.
All right, Tony.